Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. As always, I'm thrilled that you take a couple minutes to hang out with us each and every weekday. Well, this past Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, we kicked off a teaching series called the Sermon on the Mount. Chances are you've heard that phrase before because it is built around Jesus' most famous teaching ever. It's found in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, and it contains the core teachings of Jesus himself. And so today, I just want to give you a brief recap and invite you to check out the replay if you want to get the fuller version of this. But we talked about this idea of living a blessable life, a life that God himself could look down on and smile at and can bless. I don't know anybody that doesn't want that. I don't know anybody that would say that they don't need more peace in their life and they don't need more sense of fulfillment in their life. And the way that we truly find that is through this blessable life. And so there's sort of three components when you think about the blessable life. And the first one is to recognize the authority of Jesus in your life. In other words, it starts by answering this question, who is Jesus to me? Is he just a guy? Is he somebody that I respect? Or is he the boss of my life? Or to use another word, is he the Lord of my life? Is he the one that's in charge, or is he just an addition? See, what you find in Matthew chapter 5 is that these people were hungry for Jesus. They wanted to hear from him, and when Jesus began to teach, they paid attention, and they began to apply it to their life. The Gospel of Matthew is all about the authority of Jesus, and the blessable life starts there. Who is Jesus for you? It is impossible to have a blessable life without Jesus being in charge. Number two, the second piece of the blessable life is to rethink our assumptions. One of the things that you find when you look at Scripture is that often what Jesus calls blessed is totally different than what you and I or the world around us would call blessed. Most of the time, we think that being blessed means being courageous or wise or being fit or rich or having a place of prestige or power. But Jesus himself in Matthew 5 verses 1 through 10 turns all of those assumptions upside down. In fact, that's what we'll talk about on Thursday's edition of the podcast, is what does that upside down life look like? But let me tease it by saying this. Jesus, instead of saying, blessed are the rich, he says in verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit. Or in verse 4, he says, blessed are those who mourn. Or in verse 5, he says, blessed are the meek. Verse 6, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Verse 7, blessed are the merciful. Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart. Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers. Verse 10, blessed are the persecuted. When you think about that list, that's totally different than what the world would call blessable. It is totally different from what most people ascribe to or want to achieve. And so if we're going to live the blessable life, it starts by answering who's Jesus to me, and then number two, to rethink our assumptions of what the blessable life actually looks like. In Jesus's mind, it looks different than the world. It looks totally counterculture. And again, on Thursday, we'll look at that. But the third piece, number three, is to respond with action. To respond with action. So those people that came out to listen to Jesus teach in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, they left there and they did something with it. In fact, by the time you get to the end of Matthew, in chapter 28, Jesus gives them marching orders and he commissions them and he sends them out. And the way that we know that they responded with action is because we hear the message today. The way that we know about Jesus, the way that our lives have been changed, is because those early followers took that message and they lived it out. And really, that's the great challenge of the blessable life. It's not enough to know the principles of being blessed. We have to respond to them with action. And that's exactly what Jesus did. When you look at the life of Jesus, he lived a life that was broken. He lived a life that was delayed gratification. And he lived a life that was totally surrendered to God. Those are the pieces of a blessable life. And so today, I want to encourage you, check out Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. Read them. It will only take you 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes max to read it and to begin to think about what does it look like to live on this earth as God has us to live in heaven. And I'm telling you, the blessable life is attainable if we'll follow him. That's all the time we have on the podcast today. I do want to encourage you to check out our website. There's lots of resources on there. And if you go to sugarhill.church and click on register, you'll find some signups for some important events that are coming up. One of those is a date night. We think it's important for couples to get out and just have a good time together and have an encouraging night of fun and laughter. And so our next date night's coming up very, very soon with comedian Mike Goodwin, who's going to just be incredible. And so if you're married, if you're seriously dating, if you're engaged, this event is for you. Check it out. Go to sugarhill.church/register. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.